Okay, is it on? Okay. Hi, hello. Hello, it's me. It's Sheldon, the director. I'm over here at the village with the microphone so I could talk to you.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hello.
How are you feeling? Do you need anything? Jordy, do you need a LaCroix?
No, I'm good.
Maddie, do you want a LaCroix?
No, thank you, Sheldon.
Okay, well, we're doing pretty good in our day, but there's some gaps in the story where the monster is hunting your characters in the woods, and we're not sure how it's going to cut together, so we set up this huge green screen to get some generic reaction shots and maybe some throwaway lines just in case we get stuck in editing.
Okay, cool.
So we're just going to roll here now. Okay, we're rolling, and I'll just guide you through some actions, and you guys just stay in character.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're rolling. Okay, now here in the woods. It's dark and the monster's out there somewhere. He's lurking. Jordy, you're looking around. Maddie, you're also looking around. And now you're both looking around. And now, Jordy, you hear something. Jordy, you hear something, so act like you hear something.
I am.
No, don't say anything. Just act like you're hearing something.
Okay.
And you hear something. Jordy, say I hear something.
Oh, okay. I thought you said not to say anything.
No, but it gave me an idea. So, okay, for recording sound. Okay, so, okay, now, Jordy, yeah, good. Jordy, say, I think I heard something.
I think I heard something.
Yeah, good. Now, Maddie, you say it too.
Oh, but that's Jordy's new line.
Yeah, but just in case, you say it too.
I think I heard something.
Yeah, okay, good. Now cup your hand to your ear and lean into it like you're really trying to hear what it was that you heard. Okay, now keep going. More.
This seems really silly.
I know, Maddie, I know it feels weird, but just trust me, it doesn't look silly. You gotta trust me. Okay, now Jordy, look up into the trees. Now look down into the dirt, and you look into the distance. Now, Jordy, look at your watch.
Why would I look at my watch?
You never know in editing. You just need to trust me. Just trust me, okay, Maddie. Maddie, you're looking around in the woods, and now you look at your watch.
I'm not wearing a watch.
What? Props! Why isn't Maddie wearing her watch?
My character never had a watch.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. So, Maddie, Maddie, you're looking around in the woods, and now you look at Jordy's watch.
What?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Okay, Maddie. Okay, now you're looking around in the woods, and Maddie, now you say, what time is it?
Seriously?
Okay, now I really don't see how any of this would be useful.
Okay. So now, we'll do the part where you're at the clearing outside of the cabin. You remember that scene?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're crouched down. You're crouched down in the bushes. And we'll add some bushes later in post. And you're looking around, and now you see the monster. Oh, he's a real ugly son of a bitch. Yeah, that's good. Now, Maddie, I want you to say, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
No, Maddie. No, you say, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, good. Now say it again, but right into the camera.
What? Maddie, don't do it. This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Jordy, Maddie, trust me.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, good. Now, Jordy, you do it too, okay? Right into the lens. And camera, when Jordy, crash zoom into Jordy when he says that line.
No, I'm not going to do it, okay? Sorry.
Okay, how about this? Okay, what if you both say it together, okay? I like that. That's a good idea that I just came up with. Okay, cameras, give me a two shot. Now, Jordy and Maddie, you're scared. And you see the monster. And now you both look into the lens and you say...
Live from Vancouver, it's Friday night!
It's Friday night live! Featuring Jordy Doby, Catalina Doby, Clayton Flagg, Sandy Pundle, Ellie Robinson, Ian Robinson, Maddie Snetsinger, Kim White. Musical guest, Fear of Houses. And your hosts, Jordy Doby and Clayton Flagg. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordy and Clayton.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks so much. It's so exciting to be here hosting Friday Night Live. It's our first time in Vancouver. We're so excited. It's just amazing to be here.
Wait, who are you talking to?
I'm doing the Saturday Night Live bit.
I know, but are you addressing like a live audience or are you addressing listeners?
See how I'm not looking at you. I'm looking out here.
Why? Wait.
That's the audience.
Why are you wearing a tuxedo?
Because why are you not wearing a tuxedo?
Dude, I'm wearing fleece pants and a Tega hoodie.
Okay. Okay. There's the thing. This is our 50th episode here.
Yeah.
On the Profscast.
Yeah, I know.
And we wanted to do a live show in real life, like we really were going to do. But then COVID happened.
Yep.
So that got nixed.
Fucking
so
bullshit.
We thought this would be the best thing. The next best thing is to do a fake live show.
Yeah.
Let's hear the audience right now. Hear it. Let's give it up. Do you hear it?
There, I do hear it now. I do hear it now. I feel like we're playing the Peter Pan style games here. But
you're
I'm enjoying
doing it,
myself.
Peter.
I'm enjoying myself.
I'm going to flick some colored goop at you in a minute.
I feel like, like you're Rufio.
Oh, I don't think I'm cool enough to be Rufio. I'm like, fair enough, I'm the kid that when they blow out the candles, he goes.
Yeah. That was a great scene, by the way, that food fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
When he finally does play along. Because
there's nothing in the bowl and then he flicks it.
But it's like they just use like colored whipped cream.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what every was that? Dish I want to know what that is.
You know what I mean? Every dish was colored whipped cream. For those of you who don't know,
we're talking about Hook.
We're talking about Hook.
Go see it.
All of our audience, do you guys like Hook?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they love Hook, man.
Although maybe we'll put in a boo sound just to...
Or maybe it'll just be people just going, we don't know what Hook is. We're fucking 20 years old.
Anyway, this is our 50th episode. We've got something really special for you. We got a great show.
Great show.
Fear of Houses is here.
That's Uncle Dan's band.
Uncle Dan. He's not actually here, but we're going to pretend he's here. And we got a great show, so stick around.
Everybody stick around. You're going to love it.
New from Sega Genesis. Start your path towards a successful film career with Sega Genesis, with a whole new library of games that will blow your mind. Direct cars to park in an abandoned school soccer field with production assistance Revenge.
Awesome.
Park those cars straight. Drop pylons to keep them out of muddy areas. Look out, here comes a shuttle.
That shuttle came out of nowhere.
16-bit puzzle strategy with Dresser's Dilemma. Move all the furniture offset to get the camera in there. But where will you put it all?
Oh no, I went into the fire lane.
Try the two-player function and get props to help you move that sofa.
I was going to go to Crafty, but sure, I'll play.
16-bit drive in action when you play Crane Commando. Drive your techno crane through sound stages, over fields, onto highways. Swing it, raise it, extend it.
Grab that power up. Now I can go off the plywood track and destroy this neighbor's lawn.
With unmatched color and 16-bit graphics, Sega Genesis will make you a film industry professional in no time. Get your Sega Genesis system now and you'll get a free game, DIT.
I guess I'm just kind of like pushing buttons here. There's like a weird wavy line on the screen. Something's changed, but it's so small I can't tell what it is.
DIT comes free with every new Sega Genesis system. Genesis brings the frustration and exhaustion of the onset experience home. Genesis system and cartridges each sold separately.
I love Sega Genesis. Genesis, yes!
Order for Tim Sound? Jesus Christ, where is this guy? Tim Sound!
Oh, hi, Jordy. Good morning. Are you in line or have you ordered already?
No, I've ordered. You go ahead.
Oh, thanks. I just don't know what I should get. Should I get a spa, a Reuben? I don't really like sauerkraut, but I hear it's supposed to be good for my tummy. But it actually makes my tummy angry, and I don't know why. Maybe I have Crohn's disease or something. I don't know. This business is killing me. What did you order, Jordy?
I just ordered the breakfast sandwich that they have on the menu there.
Oh, yum. The Valencia BLLT with fig butter and smoked tahini jackfruit. It sounds like literally eating a piece of heaven.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, God, it sounds so amazeballs, but I just can't have it. My naturopath told me that I actually have a very serious allergy to jackfruit. And then I found out jackfruit is in almost everything.
It is?
Yeah, it is. Anyways, I'm just going to have one of these cinnamon buns. How was your night, Georgia? Did you do anything fun?
You mean, did I do anything from the time that we were here 10 hours ago?
Yeah.
You mean, like, besides sleeping for 6 hours, the 1 hour drive to get the set, and the time it takes to get ready in the morning?
Yeah.
No, I didn't really do anything at all.
Okay, well, I had the most amazing night. I got in my car. I turned on this podcast that I really like. It's this married couple that travel around to different towns in North America and interview different Walmart workers and just, like, find out about their lives. But sometimes the towns don't have a Walmart, so they have to go interview people that work at Target. It's so interesting. It's literally like listening to a little piece of heaven. I just love it. Anyways, then I got home. I parked my car in my parkade. I went to the elevator and went upstairs in my place, and I thought to myself, could I eat? Could I eat right now? I mean, I'm a bit hungry, although I did have a second plate of cabbage rolls from last night's hot snack. Although, they were tiny plates. So after thinking about it for way too long, I decided it was between two choices. A Michelina's chicken lo mein or a Lean Cuisine beef enchilada suiza. Can you guess which one I decided on?
No.
I decided to have them both. I know, right? Anyways, after that, I'd watch 4 episodes of Pretty Little Liars. Have you ever seen that?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. It's on Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I've got Netflix.
Well, then you have no excuse. You have to watch it, I promise you. It's one of the best, most perfectly written shows in television history. It's literally like watching a little piece of heaven. Anyways, after that, I read a few chapters of this new book I got called The Host by Stephanie Myers. She wrote Twilight series. You ever heard of her? Anyways, I can't put this book down. It's about these aliens that use people's bodies as hosts. Can you believe that? So meta. And literally, like reading a little piece of heaven. Anyways, I fell asleep, woke up, hit snooze about 15 times, and then I showered, got ready, made myself a coffee, and came back here to set.
Sounds like you did a lot in 10 hours with, what, having like 8 hours of sleep?
Oh, no. I get at least 9 to 10 hours of sleep every night. My naturopath said that if I don't, he'll take my prescription for turmeric away. And I just can't live with that. It's literally a medication given to us from the earth.
Well, yeah, that's also a spice that's been used in Indian cooking for centuries. But wait, how did you do that with only 10 hours of turnaround?
No, buddy. You need to use the 24-hour army time. We wrapped at 2200. Our call time was 800. So 22 minus 8, that's 14 hours. Also, oh my God, I completely forgot to tell you about my dreams. Oh, and the Spotify mix that I listened to on the way here.
You know what? I should really get to set.
Okay. I'll come find you later.
Okay, bye.
Tim Sound! Yeah, your order's ready. Veggie burrito, no bacon. Don't make me say it again.
Call from Set Guys.
Hello?
Hey, man. Hey. Just one sec. All right, here, you there. Hold on. I'm gonna step outside. Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, hey, man. I
can hear
you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Where are you?
I'm out in Surrey, like White Rock area.
Oh, okay. How long realistically would it take you to come to set here?
Well, you guys are in Britannia today, so probably, I don't know, like 2 hours?
Oh, okay, 2 hours. Let me think. Yeah, I don't know if that will work.
What do you guys need? What are they asking for?
Well, we have a bit of a 911 here. You know that chopping vegetable scene? You remember that one? Apparently we don't have the right stuff for it.
How is that possible? I bought you guys every vegetable under the sun. Carrots, celery, broccoli, cauliflower, zucchini, tomatoes, onions, eggplants, shallots.
Well, apparently now they the director wants scallions.
Okay. Well, in the show and tell, the director said he didn't care what kind of vegetables we had.
Okay, do you think that you could bring some scallions?
Well, when does it shoot?
I think we just blocked it. Yeah, I think we just blocked it.
Okay, well, I don't think I can make it there in time. I'm 2 hours away.
Well, they might shoot it after lunch, so you might make it.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll start heading your way, but, like, is there a store near you guys?
Maybe there is. I have to check. I don't know.
I'm just looking at Google Maps here, and it's saying like the props truck is parked in front of a Safeway. Is that right?
Oh, hold on. Let me pop my head out. Yes, there is a Safeway right here.
Oh, okay. So can one of you guys just go in there and get some scallions?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that none of us have any petty cash.
I thought all you guys had petty cash.
Well, we all have floats, but we spent all our PC in prep and we haven't submitted the receipts yet.
Okay, well, prep was 3 months ago, so you guys should probably submit those receipts ASAP, but okay, well, one of you guys just go buy the scallions, and I'll buy the receipt off you, okay?
Well, we don't really like to use our own personal money for work, but yeah, I mean, can you just come do it?
Well, yeah, I can. I don't know if I'll make it there in time, even if you shoot it after lunch.
Okay. It should be fine. We'll be fine. It's fine. It should be fine.
Okay, well, I'm headed up there.
Hold on, Jordy. Hold on, Jordy. Go ahead. Yeah. 1, 2, go ahead. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him. Okay, so, Jordy?
Yeah.
We don't need it. Turns out, they're dropping that scene now, but thanks so much.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, all good, man.
All right, take it easy, bro. Bye.
Call ended. Recalculating route to Gourmet Warehouse.
Okay, hey everybody. Hi everybody, I'm Chaz. I'm with the drone unit, so we're about to send the drone up, but before we do, I just want to go over a few safety rules. Okay, I'm sure all of you have been on set with a drone before, but if you haven't, or if it's been a while, let's just review some of the most important rules, okay?
I love safety meetings for drones.
Oh, they're the best.
Okay, so the first rule is if you don't need to be near the drone, don't be near the drone, okay? It's pretty expensive, sophisticated gear. It can get very, very dangerous. So we've put safety cones around the launch area and we'll refer to this area as the drone zone. So as I like to say, if you don't need to be in the drone zone, leave the drone alone.
Drone zone. Oh, that's too good.
Okay, rule number 2. When the drone is up in the air, it's important that we don't have any interference in the radio signal. So we ask that you don't make any calls or send any texts. It can mess with the controls in a major way and totally bone the drone. Okay, so as I like to say, when we're flying the drone, leave your phone alone.
I'm literally gonna groan.
Okay, also, don't eat near the drone, okay? So we don't want to get crumbs or drops of liquid into the electronics. That would be very bad. So no coffee, no donuts, no cups of nuts, no anything like that, okay? Oh, is there a question over there?
Yeah, what about scones?
Definitely not. No scones near the drone. Let's just stay behind the cones that mark the drone zone. There should be no food, including scones.
And no phones.
Right. No scones or phones in the drone zone.
Because that would bone the drone?
Correct. It'll bone the drone. Okay, so the another rule is that the pilot needs full concentration while flying the drone, so we don't want any loud sounds.
So no playing trombone.
Right. And we don't want any strong scents in the drone zone either. No incense or perfume.
Oh, can I say it?
Say what?
No cologne in the drone zone.
That's correct. No cologne in the drone zone.
Along with phones and scones.
Correct. Okay, so to sum up, nobody should be in the coned-off drone zone when the drone is being flown, especially not with a phone, a scone, playing trombone, or wearing cologne, or it will really bone the drone.
Good work, Dr. Seuss.
I think we're ready to launch.
Oh, hey, did I show you my new bedazzling gun?
No, let's check that shit out.
You just push it down like this.
A rhinestone has been thrown past the cones into the drone zone. The controls have been overthrown. It's spinning like a cyclone.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait for me.
You will atone for the death of my drone. It will be written on its tombstone. You shall atone.
Oh, hey man, happy Tuesday. Are you going to hunker down this year?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what that is.
Oh, whoa. No way.
What?
Oh, come on.
I don't understand what we're talking about.
You've never been to hunker down.
I've never even heard of the hunker down. What is it?
Guy, it's only the coolest party in the Vancouver film industry, okay? A yearly kind of cabaret-style show that features musicians from each production around town.
Oh, I see. So it's basically like crew people that play music, and they get together with other people from the same shows they're working on, and then they form like a band to play at this party?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds pretty cool, I guess.
Bro, Guy, it's amazing. It's been going on for a long time, like decades, dude. How long have you been in film?
Like 2 years.
Wow, okay. Just a greenhorn. I mean, I've been in film for like 36 months, so they say that after 100 hours, you're like a master, I guess. But I've been following the hunker down since I was a kid, bro. Like all the old school lineups.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool, man. I just got the greatest bands of hunker down CD featuring all the best fans from Vancouver productions of yesteryear. Have you heard it?
Have I heard it? No, remember when I just told you that I didn't know what Hunker Down was?
Bro, oh my god, it's like live recordings from each year, so the whole CD is like 800 hours, man. The first years were groups like the Stone Temple Pilots Seasons, the Small Village People, Kid and Playback, Alanis Mora Hot Set.
Oh, I get it. Oh, so they make a little pun-style names, like the show or like a film thing, like mixed in with a band name.
Yeah, so I mean, exactly. So maybe you have heard of this.
No, I haven't heard of any of this.
Well, my friend, there are so many greats. Like, some of my favorites are like Snowpiercer Patrol, Supernatural Tramp,
right.
The Dick Riverdales, The Dirty Old Blue Man Grips,
what?
Bates Motel Californias,
right.
The Commishments,
okay.
The Danger Bay City Rollers,
jeez.
Da Vinci Suffragette City Hall. Sid and Nancy Drew.
Right.
Arctic Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, I like that one.
The Grateful Dead Like Me.
Mm.
John Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
And last but not least, Indigo Supergirls.
Wow, geez. Like, you know, some of those shows are way before my time.
Well, yeah, man. This thing dates back to like the early 90s and the late 80s, man. Like, oh, and lest we forget all the bands from the feature films over the years.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I mean, Look Who's Talking Heads.
Right.
Miracle on Ice-T,
oh.
Alien Ant Farm versus Predator, Man of Steely Dan, Watchmen at Work,
right.
Bob Marley and Me, The Puppy Years,
okay.
Juno and the Blowfish,
yeah.
Mission to Mars Volta,
mm-hmm.
Romeo Must Die Antword,
mm-hmm.
Arcade Firewall,
okay.
Florence and the Hot Tub Time Machine,
Love it.
Sucker Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
Happy Gil Morrissey.
Right.
Freddy versus Jason Derulo.
Mm-hmm.
50 Shades of Green Day.
Okay. I get it. There are so many. Do they just play music of the bands that they're named after?
Not really. I mean, mostly they just play Zeppelin and The Who cover tracks.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, do you want to buy a ticket?
Yeah, I think I do.
Nice, bro.
Yeah, bro. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fear of Houses.
Push it in the button, go. Push it in the button, go. We want the new shit, don't want the old shit. Don't give me that shit until it's perfect. That's about pictures of hearts in cages, but eyes will blink in the minutes, ages. But when the worker does a trick, he gets a thing. I wanna clap, but does the master get the money out for all of that? Lemonade from my pores is nectar. My blood eats streams from your projector. But bad time for you, bad time for me, yeah. We got the grass to make your grass strong. Push it in and we'll stand in line. We'll take your shape when we glow in. Left to stand for me.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, hey, bud, how are you? This is Daryl. I'm the props master over here on the new CW series Hijinks.
Oh, hey, Daryl. I've never met you before. Nice to meet you. I mean, it's always strange meeting people over the phone.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what's your availability these days? I'm looking to put a team together for the series I'm on. Just wondering if you were interested in helping us create some greatness over here. You know, like, just come on board and contribute.
Oh, okay, I'm not sure what it's looking like coming up here just because I'm sort of half committed to a project, but who knows, right? What is the show you're doing?
Well, you ever heard of Riverdale?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Archie comics?
Yeah, of course.
Well, do you remember Lil Jinx? It was a comic within a comic in the Archie books about a wacky misadventures of a high-spirited little girl that was born on Halloween.
Yeah, I think I do remember, vaguely, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool, man, cool. This project that we're doing over here is more like an edgy version of that. I don't know if I mentioned before, but it's called High Jinx, so it's loosely based on Lil Jinx. But this time she's a drug-addicted 20-something-year-old that has witch's powers and goes around trying to solve murders by way of premonitions that she has through her somewhat magical pet crow. Well, I guess you could say that the pet crow is fully magical at this point, but I'm not really 100% sure which way they're going to go with it.
All right. Yeah, well, sounds kind of cool, I guess.
I mean, here's the thing, Jordy. It's a really great group of people over here. You know, not to name drop, but we have the showrunner from One Tree Hill, and all the executives were writers on The Vampire Diaries. Oh, and did I mention the directors have done episodes of The Big Bang Theory? I mean, long story short, it's a real can't-miss situation over here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I'm not sure if it sounds like it's a good fit for me, though.
Well, I mean, let me just tell you, I mean, you know, it's a real simple, straightforward show. You know, they want to keep the hours reasonable. They want to do French hours mostly with very few Fratterdays. Like, when I say very few, I mean like maybe just 3 or 4 a month. Nothing crazy. Also, the show mostly takes place at night, so they want to do day-for-night interiors and always night-for-night exteriors with minimal day-for-day exteriors and night-for-day exteriors with the interiors of those scenes playing as night, but with the scripted scenes, it's actually day. Then there are all the crow perspective scenes in which the audience doesn't really know what time of day it is, but they want to shoot it all as night interiors and exteriors, but mostly at dusk and dawn mostly. So nothing crazy.
Okay, I'm not sure if I really understood any of that, but what kind of props are scripted so far? Anything that jumps out at you?
No. Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing jumps out at me so far. Man. It's all pretty straightforward, kind of everyday type stuff. You know, just the usual basic everyday day things. I mean, Jinx's character works as an assistant to a chocolatier. But pretty straightforward stuff there, like, you know, just chocolate making scenes, you know, and the usual. The sidekick character is a taxidermist. So there are a few scenes of him dressing animals and stuff like that. You know, it's that's how we meet the pet crow. So it's kind of tied in that way. But pretty simple things, Jordy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I guess that doesn't sound too bad, I guess.
No, man, Jordy. No. This is all props 101 stuff. Just, you know, basic. And the lead actress has requested that her character is hooked up to an IV bag with a stand for the entire show. She really loves props and really feels like it's vital to her character.
Yeah. To be honest with you, that sounds pretty awful.
Jordy, listen, believe me when I say that I've got you covered for that. I mean, like, I'm going to have real IV poles and rubber ones on silent wheels. It'll be a breeze, nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay, well, how about the background props stuff? Just regular people kind of walking on the street, passerby type stuff?
Yeah, a bit of that for sure. But then, you know, the premise of the show is that she has these premonitions of the murders post-natural disaster. So we're always at a natural disaster cleanup site where there's been a murder. So it's going to be just your basic BG stuff, basic stuff like cops and firemen and media and crime scene forensics and search and rescue and National Guard and protesters and animal control and neighborhood watch and block parents and Shriners clubs and food trucks and carnival goers.
Wait, what? Carnival goers?
Yeah, episode 3 takes place entirely at a carnival in which there's been a flash flood, and then a murder has transpired during the rescues. So they have to keep all the people that were in the carnival inside the fairgrounds as possible suspects. The main suspect is a balloon animal artist who choked the victim to death with a balloon-shaped killer whale, and they want a guy who's constantly making different balloon animals throughout, but they can't hire an actor who knows how to make balloon animals because the only actor capable of that is Johnny Galecki, and he's not available, so they want to do it in a series of cuts or something.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if this is for me. I I don't know. Can I have a few days to think about it?
Yeah, Jordy, of course. Just, you know, take till the end of the week. But it would be great if I could know by tomorrow night.
Oh. Oh. Well, it's Monday today.
Oh, you know, and you know, Jordy, I didn't mention that my props truck isn't actually a truck. It's actually an old school bus that I converted into a props bus. But it's also my lockup, so there's no gate, and everything gets loaded at the front side door. But so there's existing stairs, but, you know, it's got a lot of character. People just love it so much, Jordy. They love it. They actually use it as a lunch bus during the day. Oh, and also it's a picture car, so we have to unload it and load it up each morning.
You know what? I think I might pass on this show. Sorry, man.
Oh, well, you know, Jordy, that's all right. You know, just let me know if anything changes, okay?
Okay, well, thanks for thinking of me. Bye.
Hey, hey, did you guys hear about the food truck that's coming tonight?
No. What's it going to be?
Oh, I heard it's the crepe truck.
Oh, seriously? We had crepes the last 3 days in a row, man. I'm fucking tired of crepes. I feel like that's all we ever eat around here. It's like crepes all day, every day. Gross fucking crepes. God, man, I feel like this show is like a third world country sometimes, you know? I mean, I would have taken something else if I would have known that all we'd be doing on the show is eating fucking crepes all day, man. It's bullshit.
Ooh, hey, are you guys talking about the crepe truck tonight?
Yeah, I mean, like, oh my God, if I'm forced to put another crepe into my mouth, I swear, it's like, I'm going to phone Amnesty International or something, like file a human rights complaint against this production.
Well, I actually just heard the crafty lady say it's going to be an ice cream truck.
What? What the fuck, man? It's fucking November. Like, who the fuck wants to eat ice cream right now? It's been pissing rain all day. Who wants to eat ice cream? I swear the show, man. Is this oppression? Is this what oppression's like? I mean, I suffered through all 6 Golden Buddy movies just to be what? To be what? To be served ice cream on a cold day in November? Like, I don't think so, guys.
Oh, they just said on Channel 1, it's actually a pizza truck.
Pizza? What the fuck, man? Like, I can't eat any of this shit. I'm off dairy and gluten right now. I swear, man, this fucking show. Like, are they trying to kill me? Like, I can't do this anymore. I spent 2 years at DeVry and 2 years at Sproutshock Community College just to what? Just dig an early grave by being fed Rocky Mountain flatbread pizza every night? Like, fuck this show, man. I swear to God, this is my last night on this production.
Ooh, honestly, I just heard that the Rocky Mountain flatbread was booked on Marvel Super Atlases of yesteryear, so now I guess it's a grilled cheese truck.
Oh, well, what am I, 5 years old? Like, what am I, 5? Mom, can I have a grilled cheese and tomato soup, please? Like, Jesus, man, like, treat us like adults. I mean, I didn't suffer through all 3 Final Destination movies just to be treated like a child and served gourmet grilled cheese with 3 different kinds of cheeses at 10 p.m. on a Thursday on the way up to Cypress Mountain. The show, man, it's like the worst. It's the most awful experience of my life. I swear to God, I'm gone. I'm so gone right now, you guys. I'm gone.
Oh, weird. Now they said on Channel 2 that it's actually secretly going to be an Olive Garden truck. I didn't even realize Olive Garden had a truck.
Actually, in a strange way, that sounds really good. I would fuck with some breadsticks right now.
You guys, I can't live like this anymore. Olive Garden? I can't. That's all I ever eat in Langley, man. I swear, it's like that or Mr. Mike's, and all I want is a little variety in my life. But no, this fucking show I'm working on, is Olive Garden coming to set? Like, now I gotta eat the same crap every day, day in, day out. Like, seriously, somebody needs to report this show to WorkSafe or to the union. Like, please, save me from this treachery. This show, man, I swear to God, save me. Take me to Valhalla, please.
Actually, I just heard on Channel 3 it's a Mr. Mike's truck from Langley. Oh
my God. Guys, you must end this for me. I'm, like, broken. I'm lost. I'm without meaning, without purpose. Humanity must be lost, for this is my darkest hour. I have seen horrors, my comrades, but never of this severity. Please take my life, my will, my end, and I will possibly see you in the cosmos, for your souls are too pure.
Oh, I think they just called the window. Hey, do you guys want to hit up Cactus Club after this?
Yeah. Cactus Club sounds great.
Yeah, sweet. Right on.
Awesome. Right on.
Nice.
From the makers of the Props Cast action play set, here comes the sound team, ready to record clean audio, including sound mixer Bill.
Hey, is there a fridge running in here somewhere?
Boom operator Ellen.
Can you guys see me if I'm over here?
And sound assistant Tyson.
I'm just going to drop this cold wire down your pants now.
Help the sound team get the cleanest audio track possible by annihilating unwanted sounds from around the set.
Sorry, Mr. Producer. You should have turned your ringer off.
Oh no, my brand new iPhone 12.
Producer figure and cell phone sold separately.
I think someone's mowing their lawn down the street.
Not if I can help it.
Hey, my lawnmower! You damn film crews think you run this town!
Flabbergasted neighbor and lawnmower sold separately.
We have to wait on this plane.
Excuse me, I'm the producer around here and I give the orders. Someone shoot down that plane.
Sound team assemble!
It's the sound team, surface-to-air ballistic missile command center, featuring S-400 missiles, radar dish, and launch control computer system.
Wait, I was kidding.
Radar fix on civilian plane, bearing 35 degrees, altitude 32,000 feet.
No, you guys, I was kidding.
Entering launch codes, missile systems online.
Prepare to turn the launch keys on my mark, and may God have mercy on our souls.
No, wait, stop.
3, 2.
This is madness.
1.
Please.
Mark. Sound speed.
Direct hit. Target destroyed.
Oh my God. What have we done? What have we done?
Sound Mixer Bill comes with sound cart, time code enabled slate, and tactical net launcher.
Hey guys, we're rolling. Now's a good time to be quiet.
Boom Operator Ellen comes with boom pole, microphone with fuzzy slipcover, and night vision goggles.
Hey Props, do you have one of those soft things that don't make noise?
Sound Assistant Tyson comes with a bunch of random cables, a roll of moleskin, and gas-propelled grappling hook.
What I really want to do is write and direct.
The Sound Team, Surface-to-Air Ballistic Missile Command Center, Sound Mixer Bill, Boom Operator Ellen, and Sound Assistant Tyson, available now!
Totally awesome!
Each sold separately!
Okay, so anyways, we're shooting in this house with this kid, right? And in the script, the kid's supposed to be looking at some ants walking across the floor.
Hey, props friends.
Hello.
Hey, oh my God, like, look at all this random stuff you have. Like, so weird, so interesting. Like, what even is this?
It's a piping bag for we're icing cupcakes.
Oh my God, that's so random. Like, why do you have that even?
Well, because the scene is about icing cupcakes.
Oh my God, it's so random. Like, so hey, would you by chance have a paperclip I could borrow? Like, my start pack didn't come with one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God, thank you. You guys are such lifesavers.
Yeah, I really pulled a Houdini there, finding such a rare specimen as a paperclip. So anyways, these ants are apparently supposed to be CGI, but you know how it is. And so I've got this Tupperware of plastic ants from the dollar store, or who the fuck knows where, and I'm lining them up on the floor.
Yo, Props Brothers!
Hello.
Oh man, I just turned on my flashlight and it's doing that strobing thing that means the battery's almost dead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, don't suppose you guys maybe have a battery I could borrow?
Yeah, sure. What kind? AA, AAA, or CR123?
I don't know.
Just let me see it. Yeah, CR123. Here you go. Let there be light.
Fucking hey, brother. Thanks. I owe you a sixer.
I promise that will probably never come to fruition. So anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, the ants. So I've got all these plastic ants laid out, and you can just imagine the jokes, right? It's like, hey, I got ants in your pants and feeling antsy, and where's the picnic? And then so the director is like,
hey, Props. The arm came off my glasses. Could you fix them?
Yes, leave them right here.
Thanks, I'm gonna hit crafty.
Try and restrain yourself. So the director's like, these ants aren't gonna work, we need something else. And some bonehead's like, maybe the kid's reading a book. And I'm like, fuck me, thanks for the suggestion, random crew member, but we don't have any cleared books. So camera's almost ready. And
hi, props friends.
Hello.
I brought you back your paperclip because there was a stapler in the OD office.
Thank you so much. I was not sure how I'd get along without that single paperclip.
But thank you so much.
So I'm calling the truck, asking if we have any clear books. even though I know we don't. And I'm searching the house. I find a shelf of books. And I'm like, are these set deck books? Or do they belong to this house? Because whatever I'm going to find, I'm going to put into hot stock, right? So,
gentlemen of the properties department.
Hello?
I bring you greetings and salutations, my brothers in arms. Oh, keepers of weaponry and sacred items of the cinematic realm. Alas, I confess my visit hence is not purely a sociable affair, for I am in need of assistance.
Okay.
You may have heard whispers on the wind, or perhaps the gallant cries over the radio airwaves that today is indeed $5 Friday, and I have been selected, and handsomely monetary rewarded, to serve as collector and proprietor of the $5 Friday satchel by the previous week's champions, the Teamsters.
Yes, I see the bag around your neck.
The gods and goddesses of fortune have smiled upon me from on high, for I have dispensed far more tickets than even I, in my highest of hopes, had ever dared to dream. And here but we find me in my current quandary, and where I seek help from my allies in the domain of properties. For I seek the elusive and most crucial component of this ever-increasingly popular game of luck and chance.
How many post-its do you want?
2 packs.
Here's 3, and don't come back.
Huzzah! And your generosity shall not be forgotten this day. Rejuvenated and resupplied, I may now return to the quest at hand. Such a noble and perilous task it is indeed. I must strive.
Okay, go away.
Yes, going away now.
Okay, so you'd think providing all the post-it notes every week, maybe we get a free ticket at some point. But anyways, so I find out that yes, the books I'm looking at belong to Setdex. So I find a red hardcover book that has a blank cover, and they're ready to shoot. So I give it to the kid, and suddenly we're rolling.
Hey, I'm back for my glasses.
And they're done.
Cool. Hey, could I have one of those cupcakes when we wrap?
Oh, you mean the cupcakes that have been sitting on set for the past 11 hours under a collective 500 watts of lighting gear?
Yeah.
Sure, man. Knock yourself out. Not even surprised by the lack of a thank you. Also, pretty sure there's cupcakes at Crafty. So anyways, we roll on this kid reading a book. And I'm like, fuck, I can't believe I pulled that off.
Hey, props. Can I leave my coffee in your cart for a second? I gotta run into the set. Bye. Thank you.
So they cut, and this kid is giggling. But I don't think much of it because he's a kid and kids are goofy and silly and shit. And then I see him talking to the director.
Hey, where'd my coffee go?
I have no idea. So the director looked at me and he's not happy. And I'm like, what the fuck now? So the director's like,
it was right here.
You gave him this book? And I take the book from the kid and I actually open to see what it is. And it's called How to Satisfy Your Man in Bed. I shit you not. The kid's looking right at a chapter about how to give a good blowjob. And I had no idea.
Hey guys, you mind resetting the cupcakes? I'm going to bring in first team.
Yeah, sure thing, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Anyway, the director was just worried about the kid's parents would freak out and... But they thought it was funny, and so did the kids, so it was all good.
Oh my god, props friends!
Hi.
That staple totally didn't hold my star pack together. Can I borrow a paperclip after all?
Sure.
Oh my god, you guys are like the best. I'm gonna put a ticket in for you guys for $5 Friday.
That's very kind of you. We're just happy to help. Okay, let's go ice some cupcakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Fear of Houses.
Oh, my word, something ain't right. Something ain't right now. Oh, my word, something ain't right. Something ain't right now. Oh, my word, something ain't right. Something ain't right now. Your money when the fight is done, but oh. Go, come, Bob.
If you give a damn about the world you got, cause the world it talks so much, there's trouble in mind. Hey, but you only get to see that when you die. Hey, baptism on the tail is false, but oh, my world's on the knee right. Something in right now. My world's on the knee right. Something in right now.
IATSE 891 dispatch, Kevin speaking.
Hi, this is Clayton Flagg. I'm a member of the props department. I just want to put myself as available.
Oh, very good. I see your file here. Are you available for show calls?
No, just day calls for now, please.
Oh, I understand. Are you available for ASAP calls?
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
Excellent. It's been pretty busy. I have updated your file, Clayton. You'll hear from us soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye now. All right, well, that was pretty easy. I guess I should get my grocery list. Oh. Hello?
Hi, Clayton. It's Kevin from IATSE 891 Dispatch calling.
Wow, that was really fast.
Yes, it's quite busy. Would you be available for a day call tonight?
Tonight? That's pretty short notice.
Well, it's for Supernatural Season 28. Are you available?
You know, I know I said I was available for ASAP calls, but I just didn't think it would be for tonight.
That's fine. I will be updating your file to available for ASAP calls, but not tonight. I guess that's not really ASAP, is it?
No, I guess.
Because if it was, as soon as possible, you'd be available to start from right this minute, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, I'll put you down for available starting tomorrow. And I'll have to continue down my list to find somebody for Supernatural. Thank you, Clayton, and have a great evening.
Geez, that's a bit condescending, but okay. Hello?
Hi, Clayton, it's Kevin from my Etsy dispatch calling.
Oh, hi again.
Are you available to take a day call tomorrow?
Well, I mean, yeah. Can I ask what it's for?
It's for Samantha the Middle-Aged Babadook Season 2, which is a spinoff of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But it's already in Season 2 because they're shooting Season 1 in tandem with Sabrina Season 3, Part 1 of 2.
Oh, I see.
It's a night shoot in the GVRD. Call is 8 p.m.
You know what? I just finished a show that was mostly nights, and I'm kind of not...
Okay, I see. Well, I'll just update your file here, and I'll call you if something comes up that fits your parameters. Thank you, Clayton, and have a great evening.
Jeez, I mean... Hello.
Hi, Clayton. It's Kevin from my IATSE 891 dispatch calling.
Hello, Kevin.
So there are a number of shows looking for a day calls this Thursday in the daytime. Would you be interested in any of those?
Yeah, that sounds fine. But I mean, like, you know, I don't want to come up as a snob, but I just like to know what I'm signing up for.
You want me to read you the menu, do you?
What?
Okay, well, there's Tarantula Girl Season 3.
Yikes, no.
The Mediocre Healthcare Provider Season 4.
Oh, sorry, no.
Spooky Mermaids of West Farthing, that's a pilot.
What? No.
Old Timey Girl Detective, Season 2.
Pass.
Are you sure? It has a modern twist.
No, thank you.
Icebreaker Express.
No.
Swap Meet Murder Mystery Bone China Booth Chills.
Are you making some of these up?
How about When Calls the Heart?
No.
Okay. This is the last one, but
but I think you'll be really interested. It's got a great crew.
Not this again.
Ready?
Yeah, say it.
Supernatural season 28.
That's the first thing you offered me.
I know, but they always need people because they're always shooting. Always rolling camera, day and night, 11 months out of the year. For 28 years, they've just been filming, making episode after episode. They don't even write scripts anymore. They just film and put it on TV. And people watch it, and they enjoy it. They enjoy watching Supernatural, Clayton.
Yes, they do.
And you enjoy working on Supernatural, Clayton.
Yes, I do.
Are you available to work on Supernatural, Clayton?
Yes, I am.
Can I update your file as taken by Supernatural indefinitely, Clayton?
Yes.
Very good. Call is 8 p.m. in the GVRD. Thank you, Clayton, and have a great evening.
Hey, what time do you think we'll wrap tonight?
I don't know, man. Call was 8, so maybe 8:30, maybe a little later. Depends on how many setups they want to do for this last scene.
Well, I heard 4 setups.
No, it's more like 6.
Where'd you hear that? In blocking, they said 4.
Heard the DP at Crafty say 6 to cover it.
Yeah, they said they want to add a crane shot because they've had the crane here all day and they just got to use it to justify the cost.
Shit, so probably like 10 p.m. wrap then.
Well, I don't know if they'll do that. Because they need to hold the call for Monday.
Oh, yeah. Next week is all daylight dependent, so they got to have us off the clock by 8:30.
So 8:30 wrap then.
But I heard they're cutting 2 scenes from Monday's work, so they can start us later and we'll still get their day.
So 10 wrap.
Yeah, but I heard the director has a flight tomorrow morning, so she wants to wrap super quick tonight.
So 8:30 wrap.
Maybe later than that if they can use the crane.
Right, so 9 o'clock wrap.
Yeah, but you also have to consider that the actors are SAG rules. So that's 10 hours turnaround door to door. So if they go till 10, they won't be out of makeup and back at their hotels till 11:30 or midnight.
Oh, right. And then also it's daylight savings time over the weekend, so we lose an hour.
No, we gain an hour.
No, it's... Wait, is it?
Jump back from the spring.
No, it's fall back from autumn.
So you agree.
What?
We lose an hour.
What?
Okay, guys, let's figure this out. Okay, so we'll call wrap time for tonight X. We can say that a typical shooting day is 12 hours of shooting plus half an hour for lunch after that day's call. Yes?
Right.
Right.
So we will refer to today's call time as Y. A standard workday would be Y equals open parentheses 12 plus 1/2 close parentheses equals X.
Yeah.
So let us consider the variables. For the time added to shooting by using the crane, we can call that A. The time required for the director to catch her flight is B. The cast turnaround will always be more than the crew turnaround, so we'll default to that and eliminate the margin of error. This value will be Z.
Okay.
If we plug them into the formula, we end up with Y equals open bracket 12 plus 1/2 over A times open bracket Z minus B close bracket close parentheses equals X. Now, let's solve for B. Taking into account traffic on the way to the airport, the density of population within the terminal, and the length of security lines, we should also account for outside temperatures and wind speed on the route to LA.
I think she's going to New York.
That's entirely different formula.
You know, I'm just going to go to Crafty.
But wait, we can figure this out.
It's okay, dude. I mean, we'll just wrap when we wrap, right?
But the data, it's all in the data. I just need more data. The ratio of nuts to baby carrots at Crafty, the percentage of caffeine in the coffee, and in relation to the temperature of the liquid, that would directly affect the predictiveness of the crew. And the position of the moon, if it has the ability to pull tides, it could affect the next setup. If I just had more time to figure this out, more time.
Hey, come in, guys. Wrap.
Hey, they called it. They called wrap.
Oh, shit. Let's get the fuck out of here.
In the great truck of props, there were duty belts for cops, brooms and rakes and buckets and mops, and gardening tools for digging up crops. and a set of aluminum stairs, and a cart full of chairs, and brushes for horses, for teeth, and for hairs, and a great big casserole dish, and a fly swatter that makes bugs go squish. And outside the truck, a PA saying, shh. And when we wrap, almost in a snap, we put everything away for a 10-hour nap. Good night, truck. Good night, props. Good night, rental bin of rubber pork chops. Good night, stairs. Good night, chairs. Good night, objects in multiples, in triples, and in pairs. Good night, wristwatches. Good night, eyeglasses. Good night, options for both to cover our asses. Good night, coffee maker. Good night, cocktail shaker. Good night, mysterious inverter and circuit breaker. Good night, wedding rings. Good night, crowns for kings. Good night, shelves overflowing with random things. Good night, rods that catch fish. Good night, swords that go swish. Good night, overzealous PA outside telling me to shh. Good night, neighborhood's desecrated lawn. Good night, teamster named Ron. Good night, loser bird singing to me at break of dawn.
Thanks to everybody who helped us out for this episode.
Thanks to Uncle Dan, a.k.a. his group, Fear of Houses.
And thank you, everybody, listening. We had a great time. 50 episodes.
Thanks, Maddie. Woo! Thanks, Kat. We love you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Ellie.
Check us out on PropsCast Instagram.
We love you guys. Here's to 50 more.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.